This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
The Weeknd is developing a series for HBO in which he would co-write and star in called The Idol. The project would follow a romance between a pop singer and a club owner who also happens to be the leader of a secret cult. The Weeknd would executive produce with Reza Rahim and Sam Levinson. All three would be credited as creators. Hey, he's a motherfucking star boy. After many delays over the course of a year and a half, F9 opened to a mighty 70 million from 4,200 North American venues. That's by far the biggest start for a movie at the U.S. box office, not just since the onset of COVID, but since 2019's Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. Hulking men, speedy cars, and gravity-defying stunts. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. NXIVM sex cult slave master Allison Mack apologized after getting sentenced to 3 years in prison. She said, quote, "I apologize to those who have been harmed by my actions. I am sorry to those of you that I brought into NXIVM, and sorry I ever exposed you to the nefarious and emotionally abusive schemes of a twisted man," unquote. Yep, good luck ever getting hired in Hollywood. Courtney Love called out rage-inducing similarities between her band Hole's famous 1994 album cover for Live Through This and a new promotional image that Olivia Rodrigo shared. "Spot the difference," Love wrote on various social media platforms before calling Rodrigo rude. Does that make Olivia sour? Or is it just Love's sour grapes? Inglourious Bastards actress Diane Kruger and husband Norman Reedus of The Walking Dead weathered the pandemic in an LA castle they purchased weeks before lockdowns began. Now they're selling it for $9 million after owning it for only 15 months. The three-story castle has four bedrooms and seven bathrooms. Maybe someone from Game of Thrones will buy it. All Britney Spears wants is to be the mom of a little girl. But that dream's been blocked because she's imprisoned in a corrupt and evil conservatorship, former husband Kevin Federline said after hearing her impassioned testimony against her father. He was most angered when he heard Britney's lawyer tell the court that the singer had never asked to end the conservatorship. "Not true," he said. More to come. Meanwhile, Britney Spears' father will remain on as conservator over his daughter's estate, at least for now, after a judge declined to remove him from the role. The initial request to have Jamie Spears removed from the position came all the way back in November, but was just decided on now. Britney is spending some downtime in Hawaii. That doesn't seem very prisoner-like. After 13 years, Travis Barker is reconsidering a return to flying on an airplane. Yep, that's how long it's been since Barker was involved in a fiery plane crash that killed four of six passengers on board, vowing soon after to never set foot on a plane again. "I might fly again," the 45-year-old Blink-182 drummer tweeted. Now it's unruly passengers he should be scared of. Springsteen on Broadway, the Bruce Springsteen concert performance show, became the first Broadway production to reopen post-pandemic. It was greeted with protests outside the theater from those who weren't allowed in due to their vaccination status, as in not vaccinated. Signs included "unmasked, unvaxxed, unafraid," and "no vax passports." Baby, they were born to whine.
Idiot of the Week!
Marilyn Manson agreed to turn himself into police on an active arrest warrant in New Hampshire. Once the 52-year-old rocker turns himself in, an arraignment will take place in mid-August. Manson is facing two counts of Class A misdemeanor simple assault. He faces a possible jail sentence of less than 1 year and a fine of $2,000. Idiot! Fresh after the cancellation of Manifest, NBC has cut The Good Girls off its schedule after four seasons. The crime drama, which stars Christina Hendricks, Retta, and Mae Whitman, will officially come to an end after NBC airs this season's five remaining episodes. Just like Manifest, the show had been a high performer on Netflix. For the cast, day drinking time. John Mulaney and Olivia Munn had a loved-up lunch date in L.A. just a month after Mulaney's divorce from artist Anna Marie Tendler. An insider told us they were having a great time during lunch, laughing and talking. Mulaney, 38, and Munn, 40, have been seeing each other since May after they reportedly met at church. Ah, church. Better than Tinder. Area police in the town of Wallingford, Pennsylvania, where portions of HBO's Mayor of Easttown were filmed, are fuming. Police are asking Mayor fans to cool it because too many people have been trespassing on Wallingford homes in search of where the Kate Winslet series was shot. Fans have been blocking traffic, disturbing the peace, and generally being a nuisance. People. TLC has canceled the Dugar family reality show Counting On following the arrest of Josh Dugar on charges of possession of child pornography. The network said, quote, TLC will not be producing additional seasons of Counting On and feels it's important to give the Dugar family the opportunity to address their situation privately, unquote. And with an attorney. Or 10.
The Trash Bin.
Tekashi 6ix9ine's estranged father is homeless and upset that the rapper hasn't helped him out financially. Daniel Hernandez said he's been living in a homeless shelter for 2 years despite Tekashi's successful music career. Hernandez claimed that his son, from whom he's been estranged for more than a decade, hasn't offered him any money. You did such a great job with 6ix9ine, Dad. Ugh.
The news wrap-up.
Apple TV Plus is facing its biggest test yet. Its free trials have expired. Brits haven't paid roaming charges in the EU since 2017, and that's about to change. Chinese Tesla rival XPeng is expected to raise up to $2 billion US from its Hong Kong listing. Amazon's Prime Day sales were soft compared with 2020. Hey, sometimes soft happens. You know.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
F9 remains the most popular film for the second week.
The number one album.
It's Tyler, the Creator. Call Me If You Get Lost.
The number one app.
It's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Again.
The number one book.
The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave is the best-selling fiction book.
We've told you before how Ed Sheeran fell into some very bad habits after he became super successful. Well, he's opened up about becoming a dad and cutting down on his alcohol intake after addiction issues. Pop star and wife, Cherry Seaborn, have a 10-month-old daughter, and he said, quote, I've been a dad to a wonderful baby girl for 10 months now, and it's fantastic. The biggest discovery is that nobody knows what they're doing when they first have a kid. It wasn't until knowing that I was going to be a dad and knowing I had to be a supportive husband that it was like, right, I am done, unquote. His new song reflects how far he's come, and we love it. Here's Ed Sheeran with the song of the week, Bad Habits.
Falling over everything to reach the first time spark. It started on a neon light and then it all got dark. I only know how to go too far. My bad habits lead to late nights and
Ed Sheeran with the song of the week, Bad Habits. visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.